All right, how's everybody doing? Dr. Imfan Akpan. I just noticed you get to see my lunch and my snack, my protein in there. Make sure to check out Future Proof Accounting, one of my books, and ChatGPT for Accountants with Dr. Scott Dell. So this is a little weird. In this video, I set it up. I was watching something to tell you. I was watching a video on TikTok on how much ChatGPT knows about you and how it was creating these images of this guy over and over again when you ask it to. So I tried it out. It worked. I got an image of this guy who I don't know after I prompted ChatGPT to make an image of me. And then there was the update. So the memory update that they've been talking about this week, and I didn't think it was going to roll out to Teams users this week. I thought it was coming, but I didn't know it was coming this week, and I was a little bit surprised. So it kind of changed things. So I just want to show you what was going on and see what you think. So you'll see a little bit of my history here. So let's go back up to the top. So earlier, when I first watched that TikTok, I tried it out. So I said, okay, ChatGPT, make an image of me based on everything you know about me. Here's the image. This is the same guy that I saw in the video. And every time you would ask ChatGPT to make an image of you, this guy would come up. So don't know who this guy is. Fast forward to yesterday, I tried it again just to see. It didn't make the image right away. So it asked me to upload a photo of myself and it'll be closer to my actual appearance. So I put in the prompt again to see what would happen. And this is what came up. So this is interesting. So accounting, so it knows about me in accounting. I'm an accounting professor. So it got a lot of things in here. And notice that looks a little bit more like me in some ways. You've got the laptop. That's kind of spooky because that looks like my laptop. So then I saw another video and it asked ChatGPT, based on what you know about me, make a comic book strip. So welcome to Accounting with AI. Strength in numbers and in the gym. Okay, so I'm lifting weights. I'm a power lifter. Generative AI is reshaping the audit world. Okay, so it's got me teaching. Balancing numbers, barbells, and what matters most has got me with family. So this is interesting. So I wanted to see, and I want, so really what I wanted to do with the video was to try this live. So I initially tested out. I wanted to try it live. And then when I tried it again, everything changed. So I still want to try this live and see what happens. So when I go and do this, it's making the video. While it's doing that, I'm going to copy this comic book strip prompt. So let's see what it's going to come up with. Now you notice this time it went right away to make the image. It didn't ask me to upload anything. It didn't ask me to do anything else or anything extra. So I'm assuming it's remembering everything that we talked about before. So it's going right in to create the image. I do have to say the image generation is, I mean, it's on point. It is really, really good as far as the quality, the words. Because if you remember a year ago, just to get it to spell something correctly was a challenge. So here we go. So now, okay, we've got an African American male. Okay, he's got on glasses. I'm not wearing glasses. He's got a suit. We've got the accounting, we've got the AI, machine learning. You notice in the background, you've got a weight. You got NFTs, artificial intelligence, generative AI, and you've got that laptop. So it does know something about me. But how did it know all of this? where did all of this come from? So this is the interesting part. So now what I'm doing is putting in based on what you know about me. I missed the on what you know, what you know about me. But the good thing is ChatGPT understands gibberish. I don't know if you knew that. So if you misspell stuff, it's really good at understanding what you're misspelling. So this time I'm asking it to make a comic book strip. So we'll see what it's doing and what it's thinking about. Will it do something that's similar to the one that it did before? Now, if you noticed the image, it's different. So it made a different image. And it was pretty good. I mean, when you think about the spelling and the things that were added to it, the elements. So, you know, I think that memory portion of things has really kicked in with the ChatGPT. So it's very interesting. Now it's creating the image, it's coming together. One thing I would say is we're in 2025. You think about November 30th, 2022, ChatGPT was released. We had that 3.5. And it, would you imagine being able to just sit here and just type up something, you know, make a prompt or just tell something that, hey, I want a cartoon, and it makes the cartoon. So this is pretty neat. So AI plus accounting equals future proof. That's the title of my book, Future Proof Accounting. And it's got me, it looks like deadlifting, mixed grip. That's pretty neat. So I'm in the gym, deadlifting. Let's look at the other. So it's coming. So I'm in the classroom. Then I'm deadlifting. Do look different. So look a little bigger here. Okay. Then giving a talk. Then at home. So there's family. Got some other people in the background. Okay. So that's interesting. It's family time. So working out, speaking. All right. I'll rate this one there. So this is interesting. So just to kind of go back, these are the other ones. I was bald headed with hair. So I didn't catch that. Got hair here, then bald headed in the other ones. Then it made this image of me with the short hair. But who is this guy? I want to know who this guy is. Who is he? You know, that's interesting. I want to see what you think. If you had any of these challenges, you know, with making these images, I'm curious to see what happened. Make sure you type some stuff in the comments and let me know. But yeah, there's future proof accounting right there. So this is pretty neat. Have a good one.